Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
49 faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Cody Bramlett, who is a speaker, an entrepreneur, a coach, and helping others make a much bigger impact in the world. And we're going to get into what that actually means in just a minute. Cody, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So before you were helping others, you have built a number of brands yourself. Let's go back in time a little bit. How did your original brand, Science Natural Supplements, how did that get started?
It's still going. That's one of the reasons why I love coaching, because I actually teach people what I do every day. So it's that kind of that fun and excitement. But Science Natural Supplements started actually on vacation. I was sitting with my brother on a rooftop in Mexico. And at that time, I was broke. I was down on my luck. I was running the gym and I hated every minute of it. I was working 50 hours a week and probably making $1,000 a month. It was absolutely terrible. And I knew I needed to do something different. And I was tired of fitness. I was tired of teaching people. And one of the things my brother was suggesting was, hey, you should figure out how to sell supplements online. And lo and behold, a few months later, my dad's doctor told him to go eat turmeric. And I had an idea. I had a story to tell. And I went off the races and created my first offer and funnel.
Wow. I'm sure the longer version of your journey, if it isn't in at least one book already, probably should. So you decided to start selling turmeric. How did that go?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I spent about a year trying to figure out all the logistics of it, make sure the right warehouse and all that kind of fun stuff, which I've simplified all that now. It's one click and you're done. But at the beginning, I didn't know what I didn't know. So I was having to call people, have to find the right source, manufacturer. Then I had to find the right marketing writers to put together the sales page, the right people to build the sales page, the right people to design it. And of course, at the beginning, I didn't realize that these are all individual different people. It's not a one-stop shop. And it was a lot of complications trying to figure it all out. But when we did launch, in my first week, I did $25,000 in sales. Wow. With the help of a few people I met before who had email lists. And in that first 6 months, we did $500,000. In that first year, we did $2.5 million in sales.
So that is absolutely incredible. Most businesses take quite a while, if they ever get to $1 million, and you did it to get there. Like years, you did it incredibly fast. Talk a little bit about the profitable partnerships that helped get you there.
Yeah, definitely. So I work in a space where direct marketing is king, creating those long form sales funnels and videos where you're getting customers to know and trust and want to buy on day one. So when you learn how to build those funnels and those structures, after that, your only objective in your business is how to get more customers. And you do that through, we've said, like with your partnerships, right? And whether you're getting affiliates to promote you, who have email lists of similar companies, whether you're finding people who are great at running ads on Facebook, on TikTok, on YouTube, or whatever it may be, you're out there searching for those people and creating lucrative deals where they're usually getting the lion's share. I'm pretty sure a majority of my offers that I've run, I've made less than $5 a customer. And that's on selling $120, $150, $220 a product. I'm making $5. But that whole goal is just to acquire the customer. And so getting those partnerships to be able to find those customers has been key and one of the most important things people should be thinking about when starting their first business.
Now, most people will have a mental block when it comes to the math you just did. Because you said, I sold something for $120 and maybe I made $5. Which
maybe.
Most of those people would say, those are terrible margins. I could sell a Subway sandwich and make more money. Why on earth would you spend all that time and effort to only make $5 a customer of something? And you learned early on something that takes most business owners they may never learn. Hopefully those in our community learn it because we teach it to them. So what was that math that you were doing that went beyond sell 120, maybe make $5? Talk to us about the long term.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about customer lifetime value, right? That's what it all comes down to. It's how to make money on them after day one. So the hardest part in any business is getting that customer to know and trust and want to, number one, be your customer. But once they've drunken the punch and they're a part of your community and they bought your product, they're going to buy more. And whether it be products you have or products you refer out, that's key. So what we did is we actually started with one email list where we promoted our internal products that we had over and over again, giving out deals. And then we all start promoting other people's products because if people are promoting me, I should promote them. That's a fair deal. And the whole idea was to be able to find great items to promote that I did not have of my own that I could make money on. And the concepts worked great. Shoot, our biggest month ever with email was $250,000. So it's absolutely phenomenal what you can do when you actually are promoting people on the email list. And I will say that most people, like you mentioned earlier, they never get this or they never try and figure it out. Everyone's afraid to email their customer because they might unsubscribe or stop buying from them. But you know what? If you didn't ask that girl out on a date, you wouldn't have had a chance to date her or marry her. You have to ask. You have to ask every single day to your customers to get them to buy from you. So it's one of those consistent things where you share content, you share love, and you share things that they should buy, and you tell them why they should do it. And when you make that sale, you can do it again, right? It's a constant cycle, nonstop of giving love and selling products.
Giving love and selling products. That's not on a bumper sticker. Maybe it should be.
Now, let's make it. We'll make $1 million. Let's do it.
I was going to say, let's start selling bumper stickers on ClickBank. That's awesome. So that could be your lead magnet, your tripwire offer. So when did you start helping? You became incredibly successful relatively quickly. When did you start helping others? How did that come about?
Yeah, definitely. I had between my launch of the business, I started building in 2015, first launched in 2016. I had a bunch of struggles up and down between then and 2020 where I literally twice was like, it's going to fail. It's not going to survive. But I was able to pull it by the bootstraps, figured out what was going wrong, relaunched the business, relaunched the offers, and lo and behold, it worked again. And in 2020, I had decently well, and we decided to launch a weight loss offer in 2020. And I found a partnership with a great copywriter. So I found someone who actually could fill the hole in my greatest skill set, which was writing a sales page. I'm not good at that. I can run operations. I can run the business. I can think of marketing ideas. I can do email. I can do everything except for write that long page. So I partnered with someone. So I didn't have any upfront costs. I had someone who was invested in it. And that offer in 2020 did about $20 million. And that was absolutely phenomenal because I was making more than $5 per customer on the front end. And however, there's a lot of mistakes I made. I probably lost about $1 million in profit I could have taken home. So many avenues I know now that I wish I could have applied to that business because it probably could have been a $30 million year instead of a $20 million year. But it was a phenomenal rocket to the moon. And in that time, I met a lot of people who were like, hey, you're doing so well. They just wanted to get a few bits of information about what I did. And I realized that so many people were like me from 4 years before, just starting out, but had maybe not the same tenacity or the same timing or the same relationships that I built prior to launching my business. And I'm like, shoot, I need to put something together to be able to help people get over that and learn everything that they need to know. So they know who to work with, they know what to do next, and they know how to take their business from concept to building, to launching, to selling, to testing and growing. And so I made a whole coaching business around it.
Okay, talk to us about the coaching business.
Yeah, definitely. So it's called Supplement Millionaire, and that's actually the mastermind. We have a product called the Supplement Business Academy. And the Business Academy is basically your video walkthrough. You're teaching the entire concept of what it is to build a direct marketing funnel for physical products, not just supplements, but it definitely applies to supplements. And we go through all the different things people can understand. I teach how to actually build a $1 million business and everything you need to have in place to make sure you succeed. Because one of the biggest mistakes people make is they sell their first $200,000, $300,000 in sales. And then they go, cool, I'm rich. And they start blowing all their cash. And then all of a sudden they realize they owe $100,000 in bills to people, or they had chargebacks or refunds come in and they're screwed. So my goal is to make sure people don't make those mistakes, that they're understanding what to do. And then on top of that, we have our mastermind, the Supplement Millionaire Mastermind, which is for people who basically already have businesses who want to take their business from a couple hundred thousand, $1 million a year into 7 and 8 figures because they're being able to get introduced to the pros that help them out in each aspect of their business and also getting the exact tools and direction from my team, not just me, my actual team who does things better than me on how to improve their business. So my whole goal is just to help people as best we can. And my team loves doing it because we're all teaching and we're helping people improve. We're improving ourselves at the same time. So it's a win for us to build a relationship, build a networking relationship with people who are kicking butt. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You've had some incredible results. Can you share a couple of those case studies with us?
Oh, gosh. Yes. Luke the Lion, he has a mushroom brand, a tincture, and he started out, I think his biggest order we met was $49. And within 6 months, his biggest order he had was $1,000. And he was able to generate well over $20,000 a month within the first 6 months. He actually had joined the program before the mastermind started and disappeared. And then 3 months later came back and went, everything you told me to do worked. What else do I need to do? And I just kept giving those instructions to move forward. So it's phenomenal to take someone from the bootstrap e-commerce business, teach them the ideas of direct marketing and building an actual funnel, because funnels are how you make money. E-commerce stores are for reoccurring customers. Funnels is how you get customers and make cash. I have Issa and David. They have an incredible business. It was a $1 million business when we met, about helping women through a lot of medical issues that are not necessarily popular in the mainstream. And they're being told by doctors, just is what it is, or just take some more hormone pills. And they basically came up with lots of protocols, lots of teaching, and then a lot of natural supplements around that. And their whole idea was just like creating content like a machine. And I taught them how to create a flow of content each and every week where it wasn't putting too much stress on them, where they knew that Fridays they had to do a call with people, and they knew that Thursdays they had to do this. And then on top of that, we taught them how to actually build the funnels. And so we found out their customers don't like the exact same funnels that we teach, but the principles applied, right? Giving the customers a no-brainer offer where the one of the three packages is just such a no-brainer, they need to take it. When they said to them, they found what that package was, suddenly 80% of the customers started taking that. And they doubled their business last year. I think they did close to $3 million when they originally, the year before, I think they were just barely over $1 million in sales. So absolutely phenomenal to see people who are either starting out from almost scratch or already have a $1 million business succeeding and doing far better. I love helping. I love seeing people who, most importantly, work and get shit done, because those are the ones who succeed the most.
Absolutely. Now, you put together this community and your mastermind group. I would imagine quite a bit of profitable partnerships happen in between members.
Oh, yeah, definitely. People have met in the group. They joined and worked with each other. They've done the strategic partnerships where they're promoting each other. We have people with similar products. They all have different eye products, right? It seems to be a niche that I have three guys in our group join that all have eye products. Guess what? They all promote each other within the first week, because if you buy an eye product, you're most likely to buy another eye product. So they're using that connection and the instant customer to share the customers between each other. So in our industry, it's not competitive, right? It's really everyone can grow together as long as we're working together. The second we all silo off alone is the second we start drowning, because we don't have that support, that network, and that kind of feedback loop that happens when we're able to share customers.
That is awesome. What have been some of the biggest lessons you learned along the way?
Biggest lessons, I think, would be not to do it alone. So prior to starting my business, I had a gym, like I mentioned earlier, and I was in masterminds for gyms, and I was just in the wrong groups, the wrong people. I wasn't getting the right content help I thought I needed. I tried looking other places. I couldn't really find it, what I was looking for. And so I decided I'm never going to work with people again. I'm going to do it all by myself. And the first 3 years of my business, 2.5 years, I was a solopreneur. I had, I think, a couple contractors here and there I worked with, but I did everything myself to the point of absolute burnout. And I was ready to cry every day. And I remember going to an Amber Spears event and telling her couldn't come in close to the end, and be like, I'm at burnout mode. I don't know what to do. And she's like, you need to build a team. And so lo and behold, I went back and started building some staff and some team to actually grow the business. I did hire too fast. You need to hire slow. That's a big important thing you need to go think about. You need to make sure that when you hire someone on, you and that person are drowning in work before you hire the next person. But building a team has been crucial and something I wish I would have done sooner. Would have saved me a lot of stress and probably built things much faster.
Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing now?
It's working with people. We all work from home, right? The loneliest job in the world is an entrepreneur, especially today, because it's all virtual, all on Zoom. And so I think that's going to be a tough thing, but being able to work with people and have calls and coach people and have calls and be able to share ideas and grow, I think is one of the coolest things. I really enjoy just being able to work with like-minded people who all just want to build things. It's not even about the wins sometimes. Last year we did 6 million, not 20 million. That's okay. We got to build some amazing things and we had some great wins and great lessons that are setting us up for even greater success this year. So for me, it's that like self-education and team education that really is what drives me and keeps me coming back for more and keeps me coaching more people and keeps me building more things.
Awesome. For our folks who are interested in learning more about your courses or the community, where is the best place for us to send them?
Yeah, you can go to Supplement Business Academy, Supplement Millionaire, or you can Google Cody Bramlett, because you'll probably find one of my links on Google.
Awesome. This has been Seth Green with Cody Bramlett from Supplement Millionaire. Cody, thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We'll talk to you or see you next time.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.